get started on Tosfos now. This is it's actually something of a hard Tosfos. I don't mean just hard in terms of the contents, but difficult in terms of the transitions. There's a couple of very difficult transitions in Tosfos. One other interesting observation, just stating this before, and this may be the difference. And I didn't take the time. I started doing the research, but I didn't go to the tour in the Beis Yosef to do it. My impression from my Yoredei year of many years ago was that on the issue of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, there's a machlokas Harishonim. The Chachmei Sfarad hold that you only say Chanan by Basar B'Chalav, and some of Chachmei Ashkenaz say you say Chanan by Ol Yisurim, but not all of Chachmei Ashkenaz. And even those who do say Chanan by other Yisurim other than Basar B'Chalav assume it's only the Rabbanan. And really, Medina, it would appear that it's only a Chumrah, you know, to say Chanan by Shari Yisurim. And I have to say, looking at just the Rishonim here, and a little bit of Avodah Zarah, it's not at all clear to me, and the Pashas and the Gemara, it's not at all clear to me that the Rama's position, in fact, is not the correct, you know, arguably a very heavily weighted position. But the Yoredei impression may be different than the one from just looking at Gemara and Mishonis. Anyway, with that said, and I think everybody is aware, so let me just state this as a statement rather than as an assumption, that we've seen the Gemara together on Daf Kufches that you say Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Basar B'Chalav, it's Machlokas, whether you say Chanan, or in other words, Efshel Softo Asar Efshel Softo Moter. And there's a big Machlokas Harishon on whether or not that principle of Chanan can be extended to anything beyond a Basar B'Chalav. Okay? And the Machaber Paskins no, and the Ramah Paskins we are machmir by no Saint Tom certainly, and even by lach balach, unless it's a hefsid meruba. So anyway, I don't know the Yoredei guys. I'm sorry to be preoccupied with this. When you read the tour, right? And the tour is Ashkenazi, even if he's living in Spain, right? You get the impression that this Chanan is sort of being machmir by Shari Sum is kind of peripheral, no? You haven't done Saadi Beis yet, but so perhaps I'm coloring it knowing that. But it sounds like the Torah, the Beis Yosef, they rejected. Okay, so you know the Darkei Moshe says, but Darkei Moshe has a lot of funny later chumras. But it's really not so clear. You read Tosfos, you know Rabbeinu Tam seems not to hold that way. Okay, so let's start B'Shakadam Mesilka. Okay, so what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that if Chaticha Shel Iser flavors Chaticha Shel Heter. If it's no Saint Tom, and according to Abaye, you now remove the Chaticha Shel Iser from the pot, and now you pour in, or either pour in, or now you mix up that second Chaticha, what was originally Heter and was Nases Nevela, according to Rav. If you mix that Chaticha up with the rest of the pot, what is the din? We say that since Chaticha Nases Nevela, it asers all the other Chatichas with Mei Shehein Mina. So what happened? I put A on B. A was no Saint Tom in B. And B becomes Nevela. So here's a very simple question. If I put A on top of B, does A... I put it there for a second. Not enough time for it to cook and stew and transfer Tom one to the other. What is the din of Chaticha B? Is it Mutter or Asher?
In theory, it should be Asher.
Which theory?
I mean, right.
No, not Chanan.
Min b'mino.
Ah, now this is important, very important point. Yeah. Right? This is the question you asked me earlier today. If it's min b'mino, it should immediately aser it. Now, what if it's min b'she'eino mino? So it would have to be no Saint Tom. Because min b'she'eino mino is not oser b'mashehu. Now, I want you to just think about that. What was the Metzias in the Gemara's case? What was the case in the Mishnah? The case in the Mishnah in Rabba Bar Chana, which, by the way, Ari, is Rabba Bar Huna in the Milchamas. After we do Tosos, the Rabba Bar Huna. Same. Okay, so just pointing out that there's different girsa. After we finish Tosfos, we're going to do the only Milchamas and Balamor in the Perek. And so if you're finished with Tosos and tomorrow, you can go to that. But
do we have long or short shirt?
I don't know. Well, I know I have to tell you by the end of today. So what is the Metzias in our Mishnah again? What is and Rabba Bar Chana? What does Rabba Bar Chana say? What are his cases? Describe them carefully. What are the cases? Tell a story. What happened? What did you have? What happened? Jeremy? A chaticha of nevela. What kind of nevela? What kind of meat? What kind of meat?
Cow.
Beef, okay? A piece of nevela, beef nevela. I'm not doing pechinam. I may be trying to be funny, and I'm not funny, but there's a reason why I'm going there. Go ahead. Okay, falls into what?
Other beef,
which is kshera.
Right.
Okay.
Kosher beef. And it flavors the juice, the crustiness on top, and the
other slices of beef. Fine. That's one case. What's the other case? Is that Min Mimino?
Yeah.
Yes.
Both.
If you go Basar Shema, is that Min Mimino? As opposed to Basar Taima? If you get the answer wrong, I'm going to throw you out of here. Only if you're doing Yoredea.
Yeah.
Of course it's Min Mimino. The fact that one's Nevela and one is Shluta is totally irrelevant. When we say basar shema, it would be, you know, if one is called meat and one is called beef, maybe that would be a different shame. And if the fact that it's a different shame iser does not mean it's a different shame, okay?
Otherwise, you'd never have the mean of being usher.
Correct. Okay. Fine. So I understand it's a klutz kasha. It's not as crazy a question as it sounds. There are gemaras to deal with that, which we're not going to deal with, that do raise the question. Okay, I understand that. The Mishnah in Orla and a sugya we did not touch upon about Shchuta and Nevela in Menachos. The next sugya after the one that we did. Okay, fine. So that's Memimino. What's the other case Rabba Bar Chana deals with?
Fish.
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's a piece of
non-kosher
fish.
What is the fish? Swordfish?
Not a good example.
Okay. It's not swordfish. Okay, fine. Shark. Shark, okay? What happens? So you have a piece of shark.
Shark meat.
How'd you get
Okay. That's not what I... Okay. That's an... So, okay. So, is that Mimimina or Mimishena Mina? Okay. Now... I ask you a question. The Gemara wants to know, why does Rav say that it has to be no same taham when one chaticha? And the way that we shall understand, why doesn't the chaticha itself aser everything on its own? What's the Gemara's question going on? I'm going to flip this on its head for a moment, and there's a reason I'm doing this, not just because we didn't read the Rashi, and there's one little word in Rashi that Rashi was very careful about that we didn't notice, but it's also going to be, I think, essential to help understand what happens in one of the transition points in Tosfos. So Yehuda, you mouth, what did you say? Obviously, Rav's case, the kasha, or Rav's the Gemara's question, of Rav Safra's question. Could only be on a case of Mimimino. If it were a case where a dog, and I don't care if it's dog tohar in the pot or some other, or beef, the way you said, either way, I assume it's Mimishen Omino.
Well, the more so. Right.
Because even if it's dog tohar and dog tame, it's probably a different flavor. The ayin, the Yoredei guys, remember, you may not know that shach in Kuf Zayin at the end of the very long shach, Sifkatan Aleph, he talks about this issue towards the last the quarter of it. But the assumption pashtus is dag tame and dag tar are two different meanings. So I don't care if it's beef or dag tar in the pot. So the bottom line is, in that case, for Rav, if you want to have a min mimino to asa the entire pot, what must happen? First, the dag tame must asa one piece of beef. I don't care what it is, beef, kosher fish. First, it has to asa it, and it can only, and then only by doing that. Is it possible to have a tarovis of min bimino? Because the dag tameh in the pot with the chatichos, the rotev, and the kippah is mimishen umino and everything. Because the chatichos are not the same in. But if the dag tameh asers one chaticha first, then that chaticha, which was nasei snevela, is a chaticha of dag tohor. That's mimbimino, and that could aser the entire pot. So when Rasafra asked the question could only have been on the mimbimino case, the chaticha shanevela. Now, magically, if you look back at Rashi, afilu lanas latam, seven lines from the bottom, what does he say? I need a reader for today. So if you volunteer to read now, you're reading all Tosfos too. Can I get a new reader here? No, a new reader. Someone who hasn't read yet this year. Who is willing to put themselves on the line. Okay? On the grill. No, in the pot. You guys are so lucky that I belong to this generation, not a previous generation. And I'll repeat the story to remind some of you of Ari's grandfather, who was forever grateful to the Rav, who once called on him to read in shir, and he didn't read properly, and the Rav made him read for the rest of the year, and that's how he learned to read properly. Okay, that was Dr. Lamb. So you're very lucky that I am not going to potentially humiliate anybody. My goal is not to humiliate, like to get you to read. So I'll take from the volunteers who would like to read, but haven't read so recently. Shlomo? Read Rashi, afilu lonas natam. Baratich shabitzida lo betela nami. Yeah, Rashi said something. He said the hanevela gufa. He was speaking specifically about the case of chaticha shel nevela. Now, why do I emphasize this? Because we were bothered by another question. What was the question I was bothered by? Which is, why did Rav give this convoluted case in the first place? So we gave a textual answer, which is this is based upon the formulation of Rav in Kufches, and this is sort of a borrowing or an adaptation of Rav, whatever it is, or Rav used his own statement in this context, so he gave the same statement. Fine. But let's go beyond that even. Is there another possible reason? So the answer is, sure. If you want to teach us the din, of chaticha nases nevela, you need two stages. Otherwise, you won't have a chanan case. You just have a min memino case. If chaticha shel nevela falls into a pot of chaticha shel min, that's a straight min memino case. The point of having the intermediate stage by chaticha shel nevela is to teach you the din of chaticha nases nevela. The purpose of having an intermediate stage by dag is because you need the intermediate stage or the whole case never gets off the ground. Until you have chaticha nases nevela on the chatichas heter, you don't have a tarovis of min mimino. You have a tarovis of min bishaino mino. So in both cases, one of them because it's intrinsically necessary, one just because it's a convenient opportunity to teach a lesson, the whole purpose of the convoluted case is because you want to show us or you need to create for us chaticha nases nevela. If there were no such din of chaticha nases nevela, or you weren't interested in teaching us the din of chaticha nases nevela, there would be no reason internally for Rav to give this convoluted case, to give two stages. Once you either need chaticha nases nevela, or you want to teach it, because you feel like teaching it, just for the heck of it, because you want to be motzi mei liban shel Rabba Bar Hana, who implied the possibility that maybe he held that you don't say chaticha nases nevela, so then you have to give this case.
Well,
Jeremy.
You want the Gemara to teach us Hana. What if it is going on the case of the Dag Tameh, and if we don't learn Hana?
You do learn Hanan if it goes on the case of the Dag Tameh. Why do you learn Hanan if you go on, and this is, I think, crucial perhaps for understanding, maybe, for understanding the opening part of Tosfos. Why is it that you don't learn Hanan? Why is it you don't have a case of the Dag Tameh if you don't have Hanan? Because even if the Dag Tameh asers one chaticha of meat, it's not that the piece of meat is asr. It's that there's tam dag within it that's asr. That, when you cook that with the rest of the meat, remember you hold that if you say Hanan, what else? What is the other way of saying Hanan? Efshel Sochta Mutter. It means that that dung comes out. It means when, if you don't hold Chanan, you hold Efshel Sochta was Mutter. It means when the dog, when the tam of the dog Tameh comes out of the original first Chaticha it fell on, the Chaticha's Heter. What are you trying to be Mevatel? Tam dug Tameh in a pot of Chaticha's Basar, Rotev and Kippur. Chaticha's dog Tahar, Rotev and Kippur. That's called Mimbishay Nomina. So Rav, the Doug Tame case can only come about through Chaticha Nasas Nefela. Right? You can't even have the din of Rav. You can't have a lack of bitul because of Mimimino without saying Chanan first, without converting a min into Chavtza Shalisser. Then you have a Mimimino case. The Nevela case, you could have had Rav's din, that Mimimino is not Batel, without the second stage, but you wouldn't know Chanan. You would just know that it was Min Oser Mino, or Min Bimino is not Bata.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit confused. Then it is possible that Rav is going on both cases.
I said, the difference is in one case, for Rav to argue, you have to have an intermediate step, otherwise he wouldn't argue with Rav Bar Chanan. On the Dag Tame case, he would agree with Rav Bar Chanan if not for the Din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. On the Din of Nevela, he would disagree even if he didn't hold Chanan. Even if Rav held that you don't say Chanan, he would still say it's Mimimino. Mimimino is not Bata. In order to be Mevatel to Neveda, you need more than the Rotev and the Kippah is the only thing that works.
Well, so why does Rashi limit us to only one of those cases?
No, because the Kasha of the Gemara, as to why did Rav, why does it have to be no Saint Tam in Chaticha that's next to it, let the Chaticha's Isser itself do the dirty work of Asrin the entire pot. That's only relevant by Neveda.
Right.
Yes, Rafi?
Are we saying that a kosher piece of meat and a Neveda beef are two different meanings?
No.
So why would it be Mimimino?
It would be, no, the Nevela meat, the Nevela case, there were two cases in the Mishnah and in Rabbah Rachana. Chatichas Dag Tameh, Chatichas Nevela. Chatichas Nevela is already a Mimimino case. Rav doesn't, to argue on Rabbah Rachana, Rav does not need two steps. One would have been enough. You just wouldn't be using Chanan. You'd just be using Mimimino. It's not Batel.
Okay.
But to get to the Dag Tameh, without the Dag Tameh asering a Chaticha of Basar, or a Chaticha of Dag Tohar, whatever it is, but it's not Dag Tameh. Without it being no Saint Tam in a Chatichas Heter, you never wind up with a case of Min Bimino, because you never have a Min Bimino, both are Heter. Once the Dag Tameh asers one Chaticha of Mino, that now is a Tarobas, a Min Bimino of Isser and Heter. Alec?
It still seems a very strange way that Rav is presenting the case. Even if he wants to say, I hold a Chanan, why doesn't he say, I hold of Chanan, therefore, in this case, the second piece is going to be also everything else. It's still a very convoluted way of formulating, isn't it?
Look, you can say that he's not. I mean, the Rav. I don't think so. No, the Rav says very clearly what's motivating me here is Chanan, and the dog. So he's concerned. It's not. Look, you can always ask why isn't the formulation the way we would like it to be, or as clear as we'd like it to be. But that's just the way it is. But I think. It's not as if he doesn't mention Chanan, but
right.
Is assuming it.
But
he mentions it.
I know, but he's assuming it. It's like Keva, Nasintam, Chasicha Manas is available. So he's like the Chiddush. It doesn't seem like the Chiddush is Chanan. The Chiddush is either Mimimino or that the entire Kedera is us.
I agree with you that I think that the Chiddush is more focused on the Mimimino part. But Rav wants to point. Rav, you would say, is pointing out that not only by Nevela is there concern of Mimimino, but even by Chatichas Dag Tameh, it can be a Mimimino Shaila.
But it's still not. It's still mostly that. So according to Rashi, he's teaching a din in Chanan. Rav is teaching a din in Chanan.
He's teaching two dinim. Why two? Mimimino and Chanan. Okay. Now let's start Tosfos. Yeah. Abigail.
When we say Chanan, do we then ignore what type of Isser it is? Meaning, if we have a piece of Dag Tameh that then is Oser a piece of meat, then we're saying that the meat, when we say the meat is Oser, it's not Oser as Dag Tameh?
Correct, it's Oser as meat.
It's Oser as meat.
Yeah. I know what's throwing you. What's disturbing you is the fact that Chaticha Riyal is Kabed, even if you say Chanan, Isser Balua. If Isser Balua is not Chaticha Niskabe, then you don't say that din. But it's different. Min Mimino being Oser is different. In other words, once something is Bolea Isser, if you hold Chanan, that's called Min Mimino, even though it's not Chaticha Riyal Niskabe. I would say also that I don't really understand that din. I mean, it troubles me. In other words, I would think that once you say Hanan, then just as for Mimbimino purposes, you're talking about being Mevatel, the Chatichas Basar, not the Tam HaBalua in it, I would have thought for Chaticha Riyaskabe the din should be the same. You know, nobody seems to argue on that, but the logic to me is not entirely clear why. You could say it's Xerid Rabbanon and they weren't Gozer, and so, I mean, but they presented such a compelling svar that the Isser isn't Riyaskabe. But it is Riyaskabe because what's Usser now is the piece of meat, not the Balua. No.
If it doesn't take on, it gets a status of basar.
It's funny tasting pig, or funny tasting shark.
What?
Let's take the. I would just say like this.
Why is that considered?
No. So this is what I would tell you. If you have, let me give this example. If you have a piece of beef that swallows chatichas from chatichas dag tameh, it's no same tam in it. Okay, if we say chanan, what the issue you're violating is dag tameh.
Okay.
It's just that this dag tameh tastes different from all of the dag in tameh.
Okay.
Right? Normally dag tameh tastes like dag tameh. This dag tameh tastes like a cow. It's the way it happened to be.
Okay, but if you're defining it as a dag tameh that tastes like a cow, and when it falls into other pieces of cow,
so for the purpose. Because for the purposes of Minbimino, in this discussion, so that's a very interesting question.
Like we said before, that when we say about the Shema,
No. I know that. I already processed that. The problem is that we're talking now about Rabbi Yehuda's Shita that Minbimino is not Batel. We are talking about Minbimino here. We're not talking about no Saint Tom, not no Saint Tom. So that would be the argument as to why. See, but Baal Karcho, doesn't this whole shita, shouldn't this be an absolute raya for Abaye that has lina basar taima and not basar shema? Oh, I'm sorry. No, is that Rava's Raya? It doesn't matter which side. Is that the Raya, that the fact that Rabbi Huda calls this Minbimino, or Rav calls this Minbimino, that's not going to help you. I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't taste like dag tameh. It tastes like meat with a little bit of dag tameh, right? So if you say that it's the meat that's nasis nevela, it has the same tam, it has the same shame.
I guess that depends on the entire time.
And it's called Minbimino.
Went into this other piece.
Because again, no. See, the point is that shame, Dag Tam is the shame isser.
Right.
But the Tam and the shame of the Tam is Basar. That's why it's not a question. In other words, what is this? What is this? No, but I was misdefining what Basar Shema means. Right, and as I was falling for the trap that I laid for you earlier, which is saying Basar Shema, you know, chazir and basar. Well, no. It's not. The point is that what does this taste like? It tastes like beef. What do we call it?
Beef.
It might be pig flavored or dag tame flavored beef. It might have a little bit of the taste of dag tame, but it's still beef. It's both beef and shma, and it's beef and tam.
So when we're talking about Minbimino, we look at what it's called.
It's not the shame issue that's involved in any way. It's how do we refer to it? You know, the lashon b'nei adam is probably the shame, and the tam is, you know, b'tam b'nei adam. It stems from something else. It's totally irrelevant. Okay.
So
thank you for helping clarify.
Rabbi Yehuda, that balua, if it's balua legamre of basar, it would be Minbimino.
If it's an iser balua, but it's still basar, that's Minbimino.
Can you just go over that?
His question was, if it's balea from chazir, what is the iser here? What's the iser eating this piece of meat, which was originally a kosher piece of meat that was absorbed at the time of chazir? So the answer is, you're violating the iser of behemoth meal, eating chazir, or eating dag tameh, whatever, sheretz hamayim. But for the purpose of, but why is it called mimimino, was his question. The answer is, because it's called beef and it tastes like beef. The fact that the iser is chazir doesn't mean that we refer to this as a piece, nobody says that this is a piece of pork, or a piece of shark. We say it's a piece of meat. It happens to have a little bit of the taste of shark or the taste of pork in it. But shma is meat, that's memamino, and tamo is fundamentally meat, that's memamino.
So if it's so if there's agdal tame, that's completely polate all of its tam and it absorbs the.
There's no such thing.
And it absorbs the tam.
According to the halacha books, there it is.
No, it's not. The dag tamei is always aser. Always that's the dag tamei always remains dag tamei.
Okay, but it can exude all its flavor.
It potentially exudes all its flavor. Okay.
So we have to assume that it potentially has.
It has so much tam that you would call it dag.
Maybe, but that's not going to happen. It's not going to lose its tam.
At that point, it wouldn't be memorino, because it would probably have to be the.
Correct.
So even if it were to lose. Even if it were to lose all its time, it would still be a chesed shalaser.
Yes, that's true independently. Ari?
Meaning, this only works if you say the chetivah's diatomic falls into a kedera of chetivah's basar.
Or chetivah's dag tahar.
That's mishing.
Yeah. That's why I carefully asked Jeremy, what's your dag tahar here? Shark, what's your dag tahar? Did we pick a dag tahar? What did you say, swordfish? Goldfish kosher? I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I guess that's scale. Okay, fine.
No, that I understand. I just don't assume why, meaning, because then you could assume the same thing for, you could assume the same, first of all.
No, but the point is shark and goldfish. Shark and goldfish. No, shark and goldfish taste different, and they're called two different things.
You could say the same thing for a beef and a lamb. But they taste very different.
They are. That's mimishen amino.
So I'm saying I don't understand.
That's
why
how we get the yavish
for yavish. I just don't understand why Rashi here is assuming that one is a case of memamino and one is potentially a case of memamino.
Chatichas nevela. Pashtus is when you talk about chatichas nevela falling into shar chatichos, it's literally the same species. Just one had a proper shechita, one didn't.
So why don't?
And therefore, that by default is assumed to be memamino. A chatichas dag tamei by definition. Any iser, unless you find, you know, the shibuta. Well, that's the dag tahar. The chazer and the shibuta is mimimino if you go pasar taima, but only right. But that's not the normal case. A chatichas dag tame that falls into a keder of heter, whatever the heter is, it's going to be mimbishen omino. That's pashtus. Okay, so with that introduction to Tosfos, Shlomo. Okay. Now, what's the question? Simple question. What should happen? Describe the scenario according to the question of Tosis. What should happen now? That let's take the chaticha. Firstly, again, notice which case is Tosfos dealing with in the Gemara here. Nevela. Again, I think Bedafka. So you have the what happens?
Here we are talking about Nevela, but we use that term generally.
I know that, but no. Tosfos said Kevan Shekibla Chaticha. Tom, min ha-nevela, that means nevela literally. Because we have a chaticha shal nevela in our sugya. I said this is one of the confusing things about the sugya, because you can have chaticha nasas nevela by nevela or by shari sura. So what is Tosfos envision? What should happen here, Chaim?
It seems to be saying, even without, in the case without where the guy removed the iser, you still have that piece of meat that had been in contact with the imamish nevela.
The piece of nevela. Falls on top of a piece of kosher meat, which, according to the previous Tosfos, is sitting. Did we read the previous? Yeah. We read the previous Tosfos, right?
Yeah,
sitting above the rotev line. As soon as it touches it, how much time transfers immediately? In immediate time, kosher. It may not be no same time yet, but kosher who transfers. So, what is the status now of this piece of meat? It's nevela. It's nasei nevela. And it should be asur, and it should asur min b'mina.
Regardless of tam.
Regardless of whether it was kibla tam or kibla mashahu. Who cares what it was makabel? If it was makabel something, it's now chaticha shel iser. So that should be enough to asur the rest of the pot.
Rabbeinu tam.
Wow. This is a whopping chiddush. The Ramban thought this was ridiculous. He thought this was plain idiotic.
Something new.
Right? What's
it's that? Inventing a new category.
Many of the Rishonim seem to subscribe to this. Perhaps the fact that the Baal Hamor was among them who adopted the position of Tosos here. You know, the Ramban. The truth is, the Ramban had nothing against the Baal Hamor. It was the Ravid who had something against the Baal Hamor. The Ramban. I think I probably speak about this year. You should need to be aware. Someone asked Rav Lichtenstein once about the way we shown him write about each other, and Rav Lichtenstein whether they meant it personally or not. It tells you about, by the way, you read the Sadaris, because the Chafetz Chaim quotes a tshuva in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, or in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, there's a tshuva from the Chavis Yar about this. How could we show them speak this way about each other, you know, as if they really didn't mean it, because they couldn't possibly meant it. But Rav Lichtenstein, the assumption, of course, of the questioner is did Rishon really mean it? Because maybe they actually could mean it. And he said that in things normally it's a polemical device, with one exception. That's the Baal Hamor and the Ravid. And you have to realize that the Baal Hamor and the Ravid seemed to have bad blood between them. If you look at the censored version of the Baal Hamor in the back, does Ozva Hadar not have the separate one?
The old Ozva Hadar
printed separately. The Hasagos of the Ravid on the Baal Hamor. And then when you look at the Hasagos that are printed in the back of the Vilna Shas and now in the new Ozva Hadars without that separate thing, they're sanitized. Right? It just basically says this bland thing, oh no, it's the Eno or something that's wrong. If you look at what the Ravid actually wrote about the Baal Hamor, I mean, some of the lines are downright vicious. My favorite line was the place where he says, I think this is in Shabbos. I think it's in Shabbos or in Beitza, where he says that this was not his. I said this when I was younger and it's wrong. Okay. Basically, he said, Baal Hamor plagiarizes for me, and it's wrong anyway. There's some really, really, I mean, you know.
Is there any reason that she's given?
I don't know if we know enough about, but there seems to be, you know, they may have been chavushim, so they learned together or learned in the same base medrash when they were young. And there seems to be some, you know, particularly, you know, when you compare those hagos to the comments on the Rambam, they're simply not comparable. They're much, much harsher.
Is it multi-directional, or is it only the Ravid?
No, because by definition the Baal Hamor is not on the Ravid. So, okay.
He didn't feel
anyway. But this is what Tosa says. Tosa says that you only say Chaticha Nasa, even though the Chaticha itself is Asura. You don't say Hanan unless it was no Saint Tom. Why? Why should that be?
Be able to give Tom the other pieces. That's the mechanism of.
Well, excuse me. Let's play it. Let's have a chain here. Chaticha number one. Okay. Is no Saint Tom.
Mashu.
Mashu. One second. I want to see it. No, but it undermines. Why does it have to be no Saint Tom in the other chatichos? It's Osir Mashu.
Can you give over a mashu to a mashu?
Excuse me. No, one second. Let's say you have this chaticha that is Nasar, but no Saint Tom. And now you cook it with the rest of the chatichos. But it's not no Saint Tom in those chatichos. Now, if there isn't enough, that would be no Saint Tom. Will the rest of the chatichos be Asr?
Yes.
Of course they'll be Asr. So what do you need the no Saint Tom in the first place for? And as if I, let's say I take this one chaticha, which was Nesra, it was Nasis Nevela, because of an Asinas Tom. Okay, and it might only be a potential Nesinas Tam because it might be Mimino, but they'll call it Benos Saint Tam. If I take that Chaticha and I put it in a pot where there isn't enough in this one Chaticha, if it were giving Tam, to be no Saint Tam, but there's certainly Mashu, does it asher the rest of the Chatichas? The answer is, of course it ashers the rest of the Chatichas. That's the din. Mimino is also Mashu, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you need no Saint Tam in the first place? Now, of course, you'll tell me, but those Chatichas are not Nasus Nevela to asher the Chatichas. Why? Why?
It depends on. It might depend on what we were talking about last week, whether we just say that it's Eino Batel or we say it's Osir. Is that possible?
I don't think that will matter.
Mimino can be Osir for Kol Shehu. But it's Osir only to a point. It's not fully Nasus Nevela,
I can't eat it, but it's not Nasus Nevela.
I can't eat it. Yeah, I mean, we say the same thing with Tumah, that there's, you know, the ritual and the training with them, and they, each one, you go down a level, at a certain point, it's Tumah, but it's not the Tumah. Why can't
we? Tumah me Isser lo yalfinan.
No, I'm saying that concept doesn't...
Isn't it nice when, you're, when your friends betray you? No,
there is that concept, that there are things that can be Tumah and not the Tumah, so why can't there be things that are Usser but not Usser?
So the answer is that if you're talking about, you know, you could talk, you could have asked me a much better kasha, what about not bar not? Right? You could have said not bar not, but the answer is forget about the not bar not by not bar not tatera. The point is that's true when you require nesinas tam. When you require nesinas tam, at some point the tam becomes so kalish. Or for example, the sheet that we saw in Kovzayin in Yeridea where you say that two chatichos next to each other that are both hot. If one of them is only Osir because an Isser HaBalua, even if you say Hanan, it's not Maflin in the other one. That's in effect what you're saying. That's great when you require no Saint Tam. In the world of Nesinas Tam, you're right. Ta'am may descend. When you're talking about Isser Mashahu, if this Chaticha is Osir because it was Nesar B'Mashahu, why is it any different than for the Chachamim, if, where it has to be no Saint Tam, where Mashahu is Batel, where if it's no Saint Tam, that's Nasas Nevela. Why should they be different?
The problem is that Chaticha that was Asur gives a kol shuhu to the second Chaticha. Now the second Chaticha gives a kol shuhu to the third Chaticha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be the third Chaticha's mutter. That's what
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's
and that's a whopping chiddush. Yehuda?
I don't know if you said this, but we take into account that when you deal with Chaticha not to avail for Rabbeinu Tam, the transfer of Isser does not carry over an Isser 100% each new link in the chain. And you'll see this by Tumah a lot.
That's what Shlomo was saying. No. But the point is, the question is why? I mean, why should that be? If Mimbimino is not Batel, is Asur B'Mashahu, and this Chaticha, and you say Hanan, so why should this Chaticha not have the same power to do the same thing over and over? Okay, let's go down. Shlomo Chaim Ariali.
I'm just wondering if you look to see if Rabbeinu Tam addresses this in Sefer Yashar. He may explain why.
I did not look. I'm guessing that.
Because here's just a throwaway line. It's a weird statement, and there's no.
All the other Rishonim quoted, none quoted with any really more. As they talk about. I'll tell you what the difference. I know what the chiluk they say is. They talk about one you have a mashu shalisser and one you don't. And that, and because you have a mashu shalisser, I mean, that will come up in the continuation, right? What does it mean? Tom is not a mashu shalisser. Chaim, you're in the back of the.
I just want to suggest something.
Sorry. I beg to differ with you. Tom Kikar does not mean it's a mashu shalisser. That's exactly not what Tom Kikar means. If you have mamasho shel iser, pashtus is it's not what it means. Now that's my whole point in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold Tam Kikar, but he says kazayis b'tachilas prasas kol mamasho shel iser. For Rabbeinu Tam, in principle, if you have Tam Kikar, even if you don't have a kazayis b'tachilas pras, you still an iser deraisa, and it's not because it's mamasho. You might not even get the malchus. You might not have enough of it. But it doesn't matter. It's still lasa manatar. I think the two pashtus are two separate things. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say something Ami had mentioned earlier or in Seder. That it could be that Rav's understanding. I mean, we know that Rav says because it's because of Chaticha Nasa Nevela, right? But maybe Rabbeinu Tam understands Rav's understanding of Chaticha Nasa Nevela not as one drop makes the whole thing now not a Nevela, but rather because all the Tam has been transferred to it, now it's thoroughly Nevela. But it's not like one. It's
no,
not that culture who
no, I disagree. See, in other words, if you want to tell me, it doesn't mean it has to transfer all the Tam. It has to give some Tam. That's enough.
Right, but I'm saying it's not this magic power of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. It's just that now that it has enough in it, now it is.
How
made
much is
Nevela.
Enough? In order to be Nevela, it has to be complete.
Okay, so it's enough to have a trans.
What? No, but that's not the whole Chaticha. If you were to
more than a culture,
that's the chiddush of Chaticha Nasa Nevela, right? That once it has enough tam, now the entire thing is us. Right now, the entire thing is Asar and can be Yomser. But if you have a Mashu, Shabamashu, Shabamashu, right? It touched it for a second, there's a tiny drop.
It's enough to make the entire piece Asar, but somehow.
No, but no, it. But it, it, it yes,
it doesn't make it usur. That's what we're saying. In other
no,
words,
it does.
No, but the small drop would not. Yeah, it would make it usur to eat. But it would, in order to transfer everything, in order to make everything else usur, that's not how they're viewing chaticha nasa nevela. They're viewing it as having.
Let me draw. What is the paradigm for chaticha nasa nevela? What's the ur text? Basar b'chalav. If there's not enough basar. What's the din? Can you eat it or not?
No.
Yes, you can eat it. Yes, you can eat it. If there is enough tam, if there's tam, you can't eat it. And the entire thing, we don't say the entire thing is now basar b'chalav, right?
No,
now, yes.
No, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's the special case.
Excuse me, not according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam never said such a thing. Rabbeinu Tam is not saying such a thing. This whole point would be pointless according to Rabbeinu if Rabbeinu Tam was saying that. You must realize. Okay, but now I'm going to find out. I know that we'll find out how many people actually understood the next line in Tosas. Okay, Ari and Alex.
It's possible to say that the difference would be that if you say that, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam that. Only a mashu transfers, but not tam. You could say asher osof tamim.
But how would you? And Rabbeinu Tam does not say that.
I know he doesn't, because I bet they reject that. But conceptually, that could be a major difference. You could say that if all you transfer is a mashu, and then you were cutting the
right.
You would say asher.
You're correct, but he doesn't say that.
That's only because he needs to be machalik with the raya from Yeneset. But I'm saying
no, adarabba. He takes as a davar pashut that the chaticha itself remains aser. He takes as a davar pashut that the chaticha remains aser, which is strange.
But I know. But he could still use that logic to say that since technically it's possible to get, meaning the reason that we say chaticha
that's besides which, by the way, is hold on, is it possible ever to be so chayde mashehu?
it's
impossible.
Why?
Because it always be.
Mashehu went in. Mashehu.
No, the reason that we say that is because we assume you.
Excuse me, Chaim. Excuse me, my beloved rocket scientist here. How do you get? You know, Eshel Sochta. You make it sound like you take the piece of meat, you squeeze really hard, and the milk comes out. That's not how you're sochay. How are you sochay?
You cook it
with more. Is it Eshel Sochta to Mashahu?
No.
It's impossible because no matter how much meat you put in there, you can be sochay tam. You can't be sochay to Mashahu because a Mashahu take the drop and divide it into. You know, that Mashahu into less and less and less. So it's impossible by definition to be sochay to Mashahu.
But you can be mavata.
You can't. What's that?
Nimino
is not batal.
Right, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, that only works once you transfer time to that second piece. Because then he will say that means this is bad.
You yourself agree that Rabbeinu Tam holds that the piece is going to remain
right, asur. But using that logic, you could say the reason why that piece won't asur another one is because potentially we would have said that you could be mavatel mashu with a nevela. The reason we say Hanan. Is because there's no, we assume maybe Tom Kaker, there's no way to get that Tom out. But if it's just a mashu, then.
But Adarabba, by Tom Kaker, you can get the Tom out. You'll know when you don't taste it anymore. By mashu, you can't taste it in the first place, and you know it's always going to be there. All right. Alec?
Rav says, Kemachinas and Tom. So that the mashu that the Nevela attaches to the piece is now Hanan. Could be enough of a tam or a halachic tam to be osur, but that this doesn't really have. But that kolshu clearly doesn't have the power to be nosed in any sort of tam ha isur, except for taras hanan. But from the isur rishon that is the nevela doesn't have any koach to be nosed.
So that's very nice. But since the whole isur in the first place is not dependent upon its ability to be nosed in tam.
But Rav says kevan shenasan tam. That's the only reason why.
I know, but you're this is circular. We know what Rav says. The question is why. You're telling me because Rav says it. That's what you're doing now.
I'm saying that we're using his Bible.
That doesn't explain anything. You know that? That doesn't explain anything.
Why not?
It's circular.
The nevela gives Chatiha Chatiha, and then that
I know what Rav says. That's why we're asking the question, but why should it be? The fact that Rav says it, I know.
Okay, fine. Only if it has the possibility to be no same.
I want to know why. If it asks B'mashahu,
why is
it...
Because that's why he understands the Yisr Chana. Maybe that's...
Shehuda?
What if Bim Bamino...
Why do we say that... How do we explain the tradition of Chatif Hanas and Nevela in the case of Basar Nevela? Why does it have to be that it goes from A to B and the Asr is everything? I understood Dr. Tomei, but why does... I don't understand why...
Why in the Nevela case, so you don't need it for Rav to make his argument... But what he does do in the process is teaches us the din of Chatiha Nasis Nevela as well by that case.
By Dag Tameh.
No, even by Dag Tameh you need Chatiha Nasis Nevela in order to Aser, in order to disagree with Rabba Bar Chana. In other words, if you didn't have Chatiha Nasis Nevela, Rab would have to agree with him by Dag Tameh. Because there's no way that Dag Tameh could ever be a problem. It's
so,
always going to be Mimishe
really,
Namina.
So
but he didn't need a two-prong case.
It's
correct. He didn't need it. I agree he didn't need it. So I said it was just...
So I don't understand this whole discussion here. I seems a little strange to me. If we're dealing with the case of Basar Nevela, where all you need is a little bit to fall into the pot, and then there's Issur Mashu and then everything's Usur, what is Rabbeinu Tam talking about when he says, okay, Basar Nevela is a case...
So that's what he's saying. No, that's apparently not so. In other words, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Gemara, apparently, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam is struggling with, is that as soon as... In other words, take just the first Chaticha, which it turns into Nevela. The Nevela turns something into a Chatichas Nevela. Why do you need Tam to turn it into a Chatichas Nevela that it can turn around and ask the rest of the pot? Kolshu should also turn it... If it flavors it for Kolshu... Is that first chatichas heter? Is that osur or mutter? The answer is it's absolutely osur, because mim mimino is osur b'mashu. Now, why can't that piece turn around and osur the rest of the pot? But apparently not so. Apparently, it's only if the chaticha of real nevela flavors the chatichas heter, then we say chaticha nasas nevela to osur the rest of the pot. But if it didn't flavor, if it only gave it a mashahu, it osurs the chaticha, but that chaticha can't osur the rest of the pot on its own.
That's completely contrary to everything we know about being
Fine, so you agree with me. I don't understand. Why me machalik between Issur Mashu and Issur No Sein Tam? Okay, I don't want to beat this to death. There's a reason why I'm pushing the question so strongly, because I think you got to think about what the next line is. See, the truth is, if I hadn't looked at the Rashba, who doesn't say much in the Masechta here, it's very... And Avodah Zarah says he was marach here. I don't think he was terribly marach here. But even if you look at the opening of the Rashba, there's a sort of a tip-off that is not entirely clear from Tosos. And that's the transition to the next line, which is Rabbeinu Ephraim's position. It may be obvious. You should be able to figure it out on your own, but... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ari, last question on this back, and then...
I was just going to say about Rabbeinu Ephraim. Isn't he saying what we mentioned before? I mean, if you're a Kalim Basilko, and all it transferred was a Mashu... The best case you could hope for is Tamo Mamasho, but you don't even have Tamo. All you have is Tamo Lo Mamasho, but you don't even have Tamo. All you have is Lo Mamasho. So, meaning, the reason that we say it transfers a Mashu is not because we know it transfers a Mashu, it's because we have to assume that it transfers a Mashu, because there's no other way to know, like by Kachal. So therefore, if you took it out, and it may be transferred a Mashu, there are no grounds for us to say that we can say that it's usher because we know Yadina, but there's no grounds for us to say that it usher is anything else.
But why, if you can usher it, because may, in other words, I would say the same sveka that exists
that,
by the
that,
if
that
you
knew,
let's say you
it's a sveka to usher other things, because you would
whoa.
Say
whoa
I mean, no, because you would say maybe it was Makabal Mashu, and maybe that Mashu, and maybe it was Makabal Mashu, and maybe that Mashu was transferring into other things. The only way to say that it's, the only way to say that it's really going to transfer is if it was Makabal Tam.
I don't know. I'm not sure we call that a maybe.
Because here, all you have is a case of...
Firstly, I would say, when you put the two in contact...
No
time when you put the two in, as soon as you put the two in contact, it's Vadai Amashahu, number one. Now,
you could see something transfer, but if you asked a Fela to taste it, he wouldn't taste it. So then it's Amashahu, where it's not the same time. That's especially if the piece, the second piece, is big enough. That's entirely possible.
I don't. In other words, this idea.
But I'm saying the whole point is that, meaning all you're saying in that case is that maybe is that it's possible that Mashu transferred. Like Kale would think it's possible Mashu transferred.
Maybe I saw.
It's the same svar that we use for Kakao, where Mashara withhold Kakao because we
know. No, but Ari, you know, certainly on the first stage, and I'll answer this balabatishly, but it's enough because it's a strong enough proof in this case. If you put the two pieces of meat together, it's Vadei Mashu, not a Suffolk Mashu. Even if you were right, and I don't buy into this thought, well, Suffolk may be a transfer to Mashu.
I'm saying the whole point is like what Abigail said, there's no way of possibly knowing.
No, I'm saying there is a way of knowing.
No, if you don't see a transfer and Fela can't taste it, the best we could say is that maybe it's possible.
Let's say I do see a trip in and Fela can't taste it.
Fine, but let's
see. No, but
he, but it, but
there, a Mashu definitely fell in because I saw the Mashu fall in.
But it's only a Mashu. But it's only a Mashu.
Let's say that's the case.
But if, meaning,
are you going to distinguish between those two cases?
But if you saw something fall in, then you have an Isser Ben in any case. So you can't say...
No, if a drop of liquid is not an Isser Ben.
By definition is not Ben. That's the whole Rabino Frank's whole point, is that a Mashu by definition is not Ben. I mean, if you see something transfer, you have...
Rabino Ephraim? Whoa.
Whoa.
Let's talk about Rabino Ephraim now. Let's talk about Rabino Ephraim here. Okay. That's over. Shlomo, go ahead.
Rabbeinu Ephraim Heya Omer Yitov Kach Lafilu Ki Nasna Batam Eina Heter Nasa Nevela Sheit Sarif Shishim Kineged Kol Hatifa Ela Kineged He Isra Habadua.
Stop. Okay, so here's my question for you. Reading Tosus, do Rabbeinu Ephraim agree or disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? I only hear one person offering an opinion. When you read Tosfos, what was... I don't care for the right and wrong answer. What is your impression?
He says, I mean, I thought he said based on what we're being talking about, said.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But he was agreeing about the Gedera, but that whether or not the Chaticha, the second Chaticha, is Hanan or not. Rabbeinu Tam would say that Chaticha is Hanan, but according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the only holds Hanan is the Chaticha.
So I'm going to. It's obvious when you look in broader perspective. The answer to the question whether he agrees or disagrees is obvious when you look from a broader perspective. From the very narrow initial perspective, it sounds like perhaps they might agree. And then you have to figure out mitoch kach on what is the logic of Rabbeinu Tam. I constructed something, but I didn't think about the bigger picture until I saw the Rashba. It's obvious that Rabbeinu Ephraim disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. Why? He must disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam says that you say Hanan when it's no Saint Tam but not on a Mashahu. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says you don't say Hanan except for by Basar B'Chalav. They must disagree. And what prompted, it's more than that. Rabbeinu Ephraim thinks that Rabbeinu Tam's chilik is ridiculous. It's because of the need to make that chilik that he rejects. And takes, and because he rejects the possibility of making such a chilek, he takes a completely different approach. Why? Because his assumption is that if the nevela can aser b'mashehu, then just as if it's no Saint Tom, you want to say chaticha nasas nevela, then asering b'mashehu, you also have to say chaticha nasas nevela. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says, yeah, I agree with you. It asers whether it's no Saint Tom or whether it's not no Saint Tom. Whether it's only a mashahu. But he says you don't say Hanan under any circumstances in this case. Why? Because it's not Basar B'Chalav. Now, the next step is to talk about how what does the Gemara mean then when it says Chatech Hanasas Nevela? And more, because Tosus asks such a kush atzuma on Rameinu Ephraim based upon what Rava says. Let's just think about for a moment without even reading Tosus, because I want you to see the question coming. In between, Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to explain his svara, and his svara is so delicious. I mean, it goes down like a smooth milkshake. It's so appealing. It's so appealing, but the question is such a powerful question. Abaye said, what happens? One chaticha has no same time in the other. Okay? If you pull the first one out, okay? And the way Rashi explained was that you don't have shishim. You don't have shishim in the rotev and the kippah keneged the second chaticha. If the first chaticha hadn't been no Saint Tam in the second chaticha, you wouldn't have needed Chishim Keneged the entire second Chaticha. Okay? Forget. Now, that's what Tosis has to deal with. That's what's strange. Why not? Okay, but accept that. Rava comes along and says, no. I'll tell you why you need a second Chaticha to be Nasis Nevela first. Because you can use the Rotem and the Kippah to be Mevatel, the Chaticha Sisser. And it happens to be that we have 65 times in the Rotem and the Kippah connected the original Chaticha of Nevela. But if the Chaticha of Nevela manages at the first stage to Aser a second Chaticha, you don't have Shishim Keneged, the two Chatichas together. And since Chaticha Nasis, since the first one Asers the second one, you now need Shishim Keneged both. Now, what does that prove about Rabbeinu Ephraim's point? What should it prove? That he's wrong. Because the bottom line is, if you don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela, what is the complete, total, absolute maximum amount of Issa you can have in this pot? One Chaticha amount of the original Vela. I don't care if it's time travels from one Chaticha to another Chaticha to another Chaticha. The maximum amount that you have in this pot of Issa, if you don't say Hanan, is one Chaticha shall Issa. So, how can what Rabbi say make any sense? What is the difference does it make that it asks another Chaticha? The bottom line is, your total maximum in the first place is only one Chaticha shall Vela. If you have Shishim Keneged one, you don't have to have Shishim Keneged the second. And if you don't have Shishim Keneged the one, well, Hadron Kushaladutta, why do you need one to Aser the next? The initial one can do the job. The way we read, the way Rashi read, the way Rav Natan would read Rava, is I'll tell you why Rav needs to have Nesinas Tam. He needs to have Nesinas Tam because only Nesinas Tam makes Hanan. And only when you have Hanan do you, instead of having one Chetz of Isser or one measure of Isser, you have two measures of Isser. And we don't have Shishim Keneged two measures of Isser. We only have Shishim Keneged one measure of Isser. But according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, if you don't say Hanan, you always only have one measure of Isser. You may not know where that measure is. It might be part here, part there. It might be more here, less here. It might be more here, less here. But you can never have more than the one measure of Isser. That's the kasha that he's about to go to ask on Rabbeinu Ephraim. But clearly, Rabbeinu Ephraim completely disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. He thinks he completely rejects the chiluk between Amashahu, at least so it would seem, and Nosei and Tam. If you were to say Hanan, Rabbeinu Ephraim says you would have to say it even by a Kol Shehu, not just by Nosei and Tam. Because once you say that Chaticha 1 asers Chaticha 2, if you want to say Hanan applies when Chaticha 1 asers Chaticha 2 through Nosein Tam, then if Chaticha 1 can also aser Chaticha 2 just because of a Mashahu, then that's also going to be Nasis Nevela. And the fact that you don't means what? That you don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela here at all. That's where Rabbeinu Ephraim is coming from. Mitoch, see, this is what throws you off. You first read Mitoch Kach, is that Rabbeinu Tam has established a new din. A chiluk between a mashahu, which makes nevela, versus, which doesn't make nevela, versus a Nosein Tam that makes nevela. Rabbeinu Tam is deceptive because Rabbeinu Tam, he does say it. He does say it, but he mixes the two issues, which are really Hava Hatalia, but you might not realize it. Rabbeinu Tam says that only if it's Nosein Tam, is it enough that it's Naseis Nevela to Aser the rest of the Chatichos. But if it only gives a Mashahu, it doesn't make it Nevela to Aser the rest of the Chatichos. Now, the way one might have read is that it makes it Nevela, but not to Aser the rest of the Chatichos.
So he agrees with Rabbeinu Tam on that aspect, which you have a lot of difficulty.
No, he agrees up with me. In other words, he agrees with my kasha and Rabbeinu Tam. He thinks that the chiluk is untenable.
Except you would still agree that if chaticha number one only gave a mashu of Isser into chaticha number two, then the chaticha number two cannot be over chaticha number three.
He does agree with that because the Gemara says that. But the point is why the distinction? Rabbeinu Tam, this is the distinction is because in one case you say Hanan, in one case you don't. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that's ridiculous. In either case, do you say Hanan? So that you got to figure out why is it? What is given what we just said? What is Rabbeinu Ephraim's conception? What difference does it make at this point? In other words, if you say, so we'll come to that. Yeah, Alec.
I didn't quite understand the Kasha of Tosfos from Rabbeinu Ephraim.
We're going to read it inside, so we'll get to it. So just wait on that then. Okay? I said the question, but we'll get to it in a couple of moments. So read on. Okay, so now, but now he's going to go on to explain the chiluk. Where do you say Hanan? So his svar basically is the following. I know some of you are going to jump on me and say, why not say this Rabbeinu Tam? But it's very different. The claim is that Tamo Shel Isser is, the Isser is still Be'en. Why is it still Be'en? Because you can taste it. And therefore, if a Chaticha number Shel Isser flavors a Chaticha of Heter, then when you put the Chaticha of Heter into the pot, Mimimino, it's as if the Isser is there. Why? Because the Isser is still Be'en. Why? Because you can taste it. But when you have, now, is the entire Chaticha in principle Aser? No. It's just that, it's no different. This is the analogy he's drawing. The case where it's no, where Chaticha Shel Isser is no same time, and the Chaticha Shel Heter, and now you put the Chaticha Heter in the pot and in the Mino, it's as if you took a piece of the Isser, you cut off a little piece at the end, a tiny, tiny piece, you stick it on the Chaticha Shel Heter, and you throw that into the pot. Why does the Chaticha Shel Heter Aser the pot? Well, it's not because the Chaticha Shel Heter that's Aser in the pot. What's Aser in the pot? It's the little piece of Isser that's with it, which Asers the pot, Min Mimino. Now, that's only true if you have Tam, where you can say that the Isser is still Be'en, so it's as if the original Isser is now in the full pot. But it's not that the original Chatichas Heter that was Nesar itself is really Aser fundamentally. It's just carrying some of the Isser with it. Why? Because the Isser was no Saint Tam in it. But when you have only an Isser of Mashehu, granted that you're not allowed to eat the Chaticha, but that's not called an Isser being Be'en. The Isser is no longer Be'en. Why? Because you can't taste it. It has no signs of being there. And therefore, when you take this piece of meat and you put it into the pot, the Isser is not in the pot. There's a piece of meat that you're not allowed to eat because it was Nesar B'mashu, but it's not as if the original Isser is Be'en in the new pot, and therefore you don't have Min B'mino. Because for Rabbeinu Ephraim, if you don't say Hanan, what really is Aser? That which is Balua. But it's only called the Isser Balua when you can taste it. That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim says. Avigal?
I'm
going to
ask the question of why this is different than Rabbeinu Tam.
What's that?
Why is it different than Rabbeinu Tam? Then couldn't we say the same thing for Rabbeinu Tam, that it would only be Nasus Nevela if the second one was considered Be'en? If it was considered Be'en in the second
one? No. So I was trying to be very careful about this. Right. The whole point for Rabbeinu Tam, remember, for Rabbeinu Tam, when you say Hanan, is about not about the Isser HaBalua, it's about the piece of meat itself. In other words, Hanan follows naturally from the fact that you're not allowed to eat the piece of meat. Why? And why, if you can't taste the Isser, especially in this case? The answer is because once A ossered B, B is now a new Isser.
We have to understand that literally, or can we just assume that?
Chaticha, Nasis,
Nevela?
That's what the words sound like.
You should have to,
because think about what Chaticha Nasnes Nevela originates from. And Rabbeinu Ephraim is the strongest argument for Rabbeinu Ephraim.
But I think we're being cheated by knowing what Rabbeinu Ephraim is about to say.
I know, but it's very appealing. Exactly. Exactly. That's the point. It's Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't have to worry about this because he doesn't believe in Hanan.
Right.
Rabbeinu Tam, who does believe in Hanan, you believe that once it asers the piece of meat, it's really fundamentally asr. What difference should it make whether it asr ayidei tam or not asr ayidei tam? Rabbeinu Ephraim is not talking about the status of the Chatichas Heter, what's happened to it. He's talking about where is the Isser. Because now when you take the second Chaticha and put it into the full pot, did you put from the Isser, did you not put from the Isser? That has nothing to do with whether or not you're allowed or not allowed to eat the Chaticha Shniyah. It has to do with whether or not you're putting the original Isser into the pot or not. And I understand the chilik between whether it was no Saint Tom versus wasn't no Saint Tom. Because in one case, when you have the Leidas HaTaroves, you have the Tom extant. In the other case, you wouldn't even know. It just happens to be the second piece happens to be technically Isser. That's the line he throws in there, that Iefsher Leheter Shetayasa, Leisser Shetayasa Heter. Because Rabbeinu Tam, the focus is not on the original Isser. That, now, for Rabbeinu Ephraim, what's asering the next pot is the remnants of the original Isser. For Rabbeinu Tam, it's not the... Take the case of Dag Tame as the example, unless, you know, where you have to say that. You go back to that case in the Gemara. It's not the Dag Tame that's asering the original pot for Rabbeinu Tam. What's that? I don't know, there's a problem.
Dag Tame is the only reason that the...
No. 1 second. I have a kasha. Oh, I just realized Rabbeinu Ephraim obviously is going to have to say that Rav's argument was only on Chatichas Nevela. He didn't disagree. Obviously, duh. He didn't disagree on Dag Tame. You have to say that. There's no way around that. You have to say, because otherwise, what Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's always just Dag Tame. It's always Nemeshe Namino by definition. But for Rabbeinu Tam, assuming he would say it by Dag Tame, so he could also distinguish, but presumably he doesn't, right? He says Chanan by Dag Tame into meat. So the fact is, what is the Isser there? Is the Isser the Dag Tame, or is the Isser the meat? It has to be the meat, because otherwise it wouldn't be Mimimino. Right? So for Rabbeinu Tam, the focus is on the meat. So if the meat becomes Usser, we say Chatichas Nasas Nevela. So why should it matter whether the meat becomes Usser midin Tam, or the meat becomes Usser because Mashu? It is equally Usser to eat those two pieces of meat. Why? Because the meat is usser. And Rabbeinu Tam should say, once the meat is usser, there's no isser here. You say, because it depends how it was nasa. Why should that...
Maybe it's equally usser. Maybe it's not equally usser. Meaning maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam, apparently it's not. Apparently there's a difference between the meat that has...
Meheche teisei. Okay, fine. I don't... Well, I'm not going to answer the question, and if you're satisfied with what's been said, it's fine. My issue is not to get it against Rabbeinu Tam. It's to explain to realize where Rabbeinu Ephraim is coming from, how fundamentally Rabbeinu Ephraim disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. As he thinks Rabbeinu Tam, it's not... Again, when you see him mitoch kach, you think, oh, okay, now based upon Rabbeinu Tam's chiluk, no! He absolutely categorically rejects Rabbeinu Tam's chiluk. Shlomo.
According to Rabbeinu Ephraim,
yeah.
If the veila falls on heads there, right? That heter becomes aser.
Yes.
That heter can then affect another, whatever's in it is the thing that's aser. It can then transfer to a third piece of meat and make that piece of meat aser.
Correct.
Meat, so that's the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. For Rabbeinu Tam, it can never happen.
Well, Rabbeinu Tam, the whole chaticha is asura. Forget
right, it can't then make another chaticha asura.
Of course it can. If there's Tam, of course it does. If it's no Saint Tom, it Vade does.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay, so now, what is... Yeah.
Sorry, just... You have to hold Hanan and Min Bavin and Min Alobacha.
Yes, so that's what Rav holds.
So in case of Dag Tame, that it's not Min B'Shein Omino, maybe Rabbeinu Tam could say that only it's Isser Machmas the Tam Balua and not Machmas Hanan.
I don't think Rabbeinu, the whole point is Rabbeinu Tam says that there's such a thing as Hanan, even by other Isurim.
But does Rabbeinu Tam hold...
Hold up by Mim B'Shein Omino?
Does Rabbeinu Tam hold Mim B'Shein Omino Batel, or not?
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant what he holds. He happens to Paskin, it is Batel, but in our Sugya, we're talking about within the Shita, Mim B'Shein Omino is not Batel.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying, is that since Mim B'Shein Omino Batel and Hanan, the two of them together, Bal Kocha, you have to say that in a case that if Nevela that falls onto Chaticha, then it's Hanan. However, if it's Dag Tame that falls onto Chaticha, that Mim B'Shein Omino Batel, that maybe you only have to be Mavatel Kedei the Blias of the Dag Tame.
I don't understand what you're...
Okay, you have nevela that falls onto chaticha, min b'mino. Right? So that if you hold min b'mino lo batel and chanan, then this chaticha is now chanan. Has to be.
It could be chanan even if you hold min b'mino is batel.
But I'm saying if you hold these two things, which is the deus that,
yes,
that Rabbeinu comes with, then this has to be chanan.
Okay.
But if it's min v'she'ino mino, even if you hold chanan, even if you hold chanan, is it possible to say...
No, no, that's the point. That's what Hanan means.
But with a mashadu?
Okay,
but that was the whole kashya we had in Rabbeinu Tam.
I'm not going. We're just going back over the same thing. Continue reading. What's the svara? What we do know, that such a principle is Hanan. He says daf gabi tibas chalam rinan. In other words, that's the definition by Basar B'chalav, is that the entire thing becomes Asar. That's its very nature. Those both start out as Heter. So, in other words, if I have a piece of kosher meat and it absorbs some tam of chazir, I say it's usher to eat. But if I want to talk about this piece, I could talk about, well, this part is usher, this part is mutter, right? I could say the meat tasting part, the meat part is really mutter, the chazir part is usher. And I have my meat, I could not say chanan, and I can know how to label what is what. But if I have basar b'chalav and I tell you that basar b'chalav is usher to eat, which is usher to eat? How would I single out with one part of it? They both started out as heter. And that's when I start out with chazir and kosher meat, so I can identify which is the isser, that's the part that remains asr. But if I start out with two things that are heter, chalav and basar, and I put them together and I tell you now magically, this is asr, well, which is asr? And the answer is, there's no way to single out one part or the other. And therefore you say that the entire thing is nasis nevela. But by other isurim, when you already start out with the isser, you're not creating an isser. You're just mixing it with something else, so you could still say that. You don't say Hanan. The Isser is the Isser, the Heter is the Heter. It's just you can't eat the Heter without eating the Isser, therefore it's Asr to eat. But by Basar B'chalav, you have to say Hanan, or you should have to say Hanan. You know, I would even say the following. Everybody would be Moda, even if you say, I'm reconstructing the Gemara now for those of you who did right after the mission that we skipped. Even if you hold the Tam Kikers Lagamri Midarabanan, there's one case where it's the Raisa. And where everybody agrees you don't even need kesayis of the isser b'toch de'achilas pras. Well, you do, but well, is basar b'chalav, right? I mean, what is the isser? That's the chalav, the basar, right? But the whole point is the one case that no saint tam is clearly the oraisa. That's its definition. Is basar b'chalav. So that's why it makes sense to say the entire thing is asr. By other isurim, you could just say the isser is wherever it is. I can't get to it. All right.
So I just don't understand why wouldn't Rabbeinu Ephraim say, meaning it's. Rabbeinu Ephraim seems to try and get out of this by saying that if it only transfers a mashu, it's mandalay seva. But why wouldn't you just say that mashu transfers from piece to piece and alters everything, you know?
No. He says the following. He makes the chiddush of Rabbeinu Ephraim, but it's a much more reasonable chiddush, I think, or more obvious than Rabbeinu Tam, is that... Let me frame it the following way. Rabbeinu Ephraim assumes, and I don't think this is the Kudas HaMachlokes, that min is not mevatel mino. Not that min asers mino. You only need to be mevatel something if you can talk about the isser being there. If the isser's not there, you don't need to be mevatel it. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says, when you have tam of the isser,
then why is it awesome? You mean if you don't need to be in Mevatel because it's not there, and it can't possibly transfer anywhere else, then
the point is, when you have a mashahu, I understand what you're saying, but Rabbeinu Ephraim understands that when you mix together min b'mino, there's a chiddush, there's a process that takes place. Maybe I should have said it the other way, that there is some type of asurin that takes place through a lack of bittul. But he assumes that can only be, you're finally the first person who's hitting the Achilles heel of Rabbeinu Ephraim. You're asking the same. That's what I was waiting for somebody to ask the same question on Rabbeinu Ephraim. But he's assuming that min is only oser mino when it's there. When it's not there, and the focus is on what? The focus is on the original iser, because there's no chanan. So in the second chaticha, if there's no tam, there's no be'en, as he calls it. It's not be'en of the original issur there, and therefore it doesn't asur of the next taroves. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, what asur the taroves isn't the tam or the whatever of the chaticha rishona. It's the second chaticha. Once the second chaticha is nesar, what difference does it make? Why should it matter? Once you're claiming that you do say Hanan by this Isser, why should it matter whether it was Nesar Yedei Tam or Nesar Yedei Kol Shehu? In both cases, the end result is the same. And you acknowledge in one case that it's not just that I can't eat the piece, but that it's been transformed. So why not?
So even though Rabbeinu Ephraim agrees that a Mashu can't possibly transfer. Because if he does, then the whole thing falls apart.
I think that's a perfect way of saying it. A mashu can transfer, but for Rabbeinu, more from the piece that it came into. But for Rabbeinu Tam, that shouldn't help you, because Rabbeinu Tam holds Hanan. And you should say, why do you say Hanan?
Mashu can't transfer, the piece itself is usher anyways.
So. Yes, so for Rabbeinu Tam, the piece is usher. Why isn't that Chaticha Nasas Nevela? Okay, then Rabbeinu Ephraim gave that Svara. How far did we get? Okay, so that's if you don't say Hanan, you only have to be, in other words, a standard case where you have heter that's bolea yisur and the heter now falls into a pot, you only have to be mevatel the shir the isur shaniv labo. Okay. This is the question that we said earlier. Rabba comes along and says, you know why you need the chaticha rishona to asur the second chaticha first, before it does the rest of the pot? Why? Because now you're not going to have shishim keneged the two chatichas. But according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you still only have one chaticha sisser. It doesn't matter where that tam of nevela is. It may be all in the nevela piece. It may be 90% of the nevela piece, 10% in the heter piece. It's all the same amount of tam. It's the rule of conservation of tam shel isser. Okay? Rabbeinu Ephraim's first law. Yes?
Where does Rabbi say this?
Right here. Rabba Amar Afilu, the bottom of Kavan Alf, Afilu Tema Loka de Basilko.
Yeah.
The reason why, according to Rabba, why does if you didn't take out the original Chaticha, how did Rashi explain it? Why is it that you need to aser another piece first, if it's Loka de Basilko? If the original Isser is still in there, why can't the original Isser aser the entire pot? The answer is because you have Shishim in the Rotev, Keneged, the original Isser. But if the original Isser asers one of the chatichos along with it, you now don't have shishim connected to chatichos. The original chaticha right. Plus the chaticha which was Nesra. But according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, how much total Isser can you possibly have in this pot?
One
chaticha. It doesn't matter whether it asers another chaticha first or didn't aser another chaticha first. The right. Sum total that you have to be mivatel is one. So what was Rava's answer? What did Rava accomplish by leaving the piece in the pot? Rava said, the reason why Rav said it has to be no same tam in the second chaticha, I mean, it has to make the second piece into nevela, is so that you'll have two chatichas of this you have to mevatel, and you don't have 120 chatichas equivalent in the rotev.
Maybe Rabbeinu Ephraim reads Rava as not holding the command. And therefore you can take, you don't have, you can leave a piece in.
Well, one second. I don't before you go to the answer, you understand the question. That's the key part.
I didn't understand the question. Because
Rav is speaking within Rav. He's answering for Rav. Rav says Hanan. There's no debating that point. Rav says Hanan. He says that as explicitly as you could get. You couldn't get it. You know, we don't know what that Brisa really said on Chavchesam Abeis. You know, we don't know exactly what Abaye holds here. We know what Rav holds. Rav says it about as black and white as you're going to get. Okay, if there's one rabbi in the history of Klal Yisrael Torah Shebal Peh Mishinah ad Yomenu who said Hanan, it's Rav. Okay.
I thought.
So therefore, Rava is explaining within Rav, you have to be assuming Hanan. Okay. So once you accept that, then it's a kusha atzuma. How are you going to grant him? What did Rav accomplish by introducing two chatichos here? There's only one chaticha maximum total of volume of Isser.
Then aren't we asking the secondary question on Rabbeinu Ephraim? Shouldn't we be asking, what about Rav? We should have been saying, how does Rabbeinu Ephraim understand?
The answer is like Abaye just said. We just gave the whole Hesper and Abaye. Well, you did take the piece out. I mean, it has to do with where min bimino is only usher when you have min bimino. When you don't have be'en of the min and the mino, it doesn't usher. That was within Abaye. That what we just, the whole trip, forget, from the beginning of Rabbeinu Ephraim's words until that daf kuf ches there, okay, or right before the daf kuf ches, is explaining within Abaye. So the answer is you don't hold like Rabba, you hold like Abaye, fine. But Rabba at least has to make sense. You know, Rabba has to make sense. When you agree with Rabba is a different question, Rabba has to make sense.
So if Rabba doesn't, don't try
to answer the question. Tosis is going to answer the question. You can get to think about it. We're going to stop with this. You want to read on now? Obviously we're going to do the rest of the Tosis tomorrow. If you're interested in seeing for a little extra curricular work. You could look at the Rashba, actually, because the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim answering the question. He gives a different answer than Tosfos gives for Rabbeinu Ephraim, but that is not our issue immediately. Shir tomorrow is going to be at regular time, which is, since tomorrow is a Thursday, it's going to be at 1 o'clock. Those of you who have Bible in the college do not have Bible. If you are feeling the need to study for your Adaya, you're most welcome to take time out of your morning seder. I don't stand on top of you anyway, and just block out an hour of time that you thought you would have otherwise. But if you're, what did I say? I meant 1:15. Yes. So shir tomorrow will be at its proper Thursday time, because Tuesday is a Thursday at Carvel tomorrow. What?
Are we doing halacha tomorrow?
No. We are doing gemara tomorrow. We will do halacha on Thursday. Please do not confuse me. Okay. So that's the story, and we will try to finish Tosfos.